Please tell me a little bit about how you've been working together to move through this transition.
Well, first I should say that I have been very fortunate to have as lengthy a transition as I've had. And due to some board generosity in terms of me being able to visit, and then also generosity from my former boss, Dr. William Height in Philadelphia, I was able to have some release time and spend here learning from Mr. Evans and from the entire team, quite honestly, visiting schools. And I have never been a superintendent before, so I don't know what a transition should be like. And I think if I had to imagine what it would be like if it were perfect, I would say that this is probably as close to perfect in terms of a working relationship, being a mentorship from Mr. Evans, support from the team, and quite frankly from the entire community who have been really supportive of my transition here.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's just been a great time to learn about community, learn about the district, learn about the schools, learn about the board. I think Cheryl's done a great job of meeting with all of those different entities and getting up to speed on all the pieces and parts of a big system in a new city for her. And I have done some transition work, and this is what you always hope to have, where it's a lengthy period of time so that when you walk in the door on July 1, you already feel like you've been here for many months, and I suspect that's how you're going to feel on July 1. It may feel a little different, but I think you're going to have no stumbles.
I've heard you've been approached by academics to maybe study your transition because of the rapport that you've built with one another. Any thoughts on what made this transition run smoothly?
Our personalities are a good mesh, and that's been helpful. And as Cheryl said, her length of time that she's been able to spend here has been very, very helpful.
I would agree with Superintendent Evans, and also to say there is mutual respect, and there is great emotional intelligence about what my needs are from Mark, and I hope that he feels that from me as well to him in terms of what his needs are as we transition. And that doesn't happen really often, I don't think. I think that people who are drawn to this work all feel that they are super bad. And I know that Mark feels that way, and I feel that way a little bit. And so the egos can often get in the way, and that's what I've seen as I've been able to witness some transitions. And I think we did very well to manage that, and realizing that we do both have egos, and that it is what makes us available and ready to do the work.
Okay, so Dr. Logan, are you excited to dig into the job?
I am. I'm very excited. I feel like I've had on training wheels, and I'm a little worried about when they get taken off in a couple of weeks. So I think that that's the thing that I'm prepared for it, and I know that he's only a phone call away, as I said, for mentorship and just for somebody to understand my experience. The one thing we've talked about, and I've heard it from other superintendents, is the loneliness of the job, and there are only a few people that you can talk to who understand the breadth and scope of what you're dealing with. So I have a mentor, and not just a mentor, but a friend.